We both face the very same challenges. You know, we're rather isolated from the main populations of our respective countries. So come up with investment plans, come up with ideas to promote tourism, to promote industry in our areas, respective areas of the country, I think is very important. Well, I'm from Miramichi, New Brunswick, and we're all Irish there. My people are from Bantry Bay and Wicklow. So it's very much like going back home to me.
Part of the reason for this particular event is to build on and strengthen those links. Do you see that potential from what you're listening to and from what you're hearing today?
Yes, you know, but in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been $15 billion Canadian dollars in direct investment in Ireland. And in Ireland, conversely, there's been $5 billion direct investment into Canada. So we're pretty high on one another's list right now. 2 years ago, the trade between Canada and Ireland was $1.6 billion. And last year, it's $2.4 billion. So things are going up, and hopefully, as we'd say back home, a good tide raises all boats, and hopefully Donegal will see the benefit of that. And the other big thing that's right on the horizon right now is the comprehensive European trade agreement between Canada and all the countries of the European Union, of course, which Ireland is, which is going to see the reduction and elimination of all duties, tariffs, and taxes on our goods back and forth to one another. So this is going to be wonderful news for agricultural products and fishery products in Ireland to be able to be exported to Canada without any duties or tariffs or taxes, and vice versa. So I think, you know, good things are just around the horizon for both countries.